This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا المبعوث رحمة للعالمين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And my sisters in Islam, even though this lesson is dedicated to the sisterhood, in which, alhamdulillah, every single Saturday in the past we used to hold the UMA sisterhood lessons here at the UMA, but unfortunately because of this current crisis and the virus that we're in, we had to do it online, even though this lesson is dedicated to our respected sisters. But our brothers are also welcome to watch and listen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit to everyone. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. And we ask Allah azza wa jalla to make it easy upon us all. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the opportunity that Allah gives us to get together, at least online, to remind each other of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also to connect ourselves to our religion, in particular in this blessed month, the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a beautiful month, a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. And just for us to experience another Ramadan in our life is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us all. Just for you to be from amongst those who live another Ramadan in their life, that's another blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us all. And that's why we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing. And we ask Allah azza wa jal to keep us and to make us from amongst those who listen and hear and act upon what they listen to hear. Now, obviously, today is the second day of the month of Ramadan, and inshallah, every single one of you is enjoying their fasting. And inshallah, every single one of you is enjoying the beautiful month of Ramadan this year, given that it's a different Ramadan, a Ramadan that we've never experienced before. A Ramadan that, alhamdulillah, it's different than the previous Ramadans. It's a bit of a strange Ramadan, but I'm sure it's going to be a unique Ramadan. A Ramadan that will get the most out of it, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And I've been repeating this time and time again due to the importance of this, because we as believers, we are resilient. And we can adapt to any time, to any place, and to any situation. And given the current situation that we're in lockdown, and we can't attend the masajid, now that we can't attend the centers, know that we can't even be part of the UMA sisterhood lessons that we usually have every single Saturday at 1:30 p.m. at the UMA Center. Given the current situation, this is something for us to learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be worshipped anywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be worshipped everywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be worshipped during any time, during any place, during any situation, during any event. And that's a beautiful thing about Islam. Islam can adapt with everything and anyone and any time. And alhamdulillah, this is something that we learn from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to adapt to anything. And that's something that we see and reflect upon the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the month of Ramadan is another month that also teaches us to adapt to anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this blessed month. The month of Ramadan that just started 2 nights ago, and today is the second day of the month of Ramadan, the second day of fasting, and the second day that we continue connecting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Quran Kareem in to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Quran Kareem, there is bayinati min al-huda wal-furqan. It is guidance to people, and it's clarity, clarification to people, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies for people the way of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created us in this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that put us on the face of this earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created everything, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us the best way for us to live our lives. And the Quran Kareem is there to teach us how to live our lives. The Quran Kareem is there to teach us how can we connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and live the best of lives. And the Quran Kareem was revealed in the blessed month, the month of Ramadan. In the blessed month, the month of Ramadan. And that's one of the things that we learn out of the month of Ramadan. Not only that we connect ourselves to Ramadan, but also connect ourselves to the Quran that was revealed in Ramadan, and connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of Ramadan and the Lord of the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention that the month of Ramadan is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Quran al-Kareem in. In the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran al-Kareem to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the scholars have differences of opinions when it comes to, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal the entire Quran al-Kareem to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan? Or did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initiate or started revealing the Quran al-Kareem in the month of Ramadan? There's two different opinions. One opinion that says the entire Quran al-Kareem was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, but it was revealed from Allah to Bayt al-Izzah. And then from Bayt al-Izzah, gradually started to come down to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the first revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the month of Ramadan in Laylatul Qadr, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we experience Laylatul Qadr this year, and we could see each other inshaAllah. The other opinion says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first revealed the first verse from the Quran al-Kareem to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan. So there's two opinions. The entire Quran al-Kareem was revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Bayt al-Izzah, the house of honor in heavens, and then gradually started to come down to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another opinion says, not straight from Allah to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Laylatul Qadr in the month of Ramadan. There's another hadith in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the suhuf, the scrolls of Ibrahim alayhi salam, were revealed on the first night of Ramadan. And the Torah, the Old Testament, was revealed to Musa alayhi salam in the sixth day of Ramadan. And the Bible, the Injil, was revealed to Isa alayhi salam on the 13th day of Ramadan. And the Quran al-Kareem, the Furqan, was revealed on the 24th day of Ramadan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed all the sacred books to the Prophet, to the prophets and the messengers, whether it is the scrolls of Ibrahim alayhi salam, or the Torah to Musa alayhi salam, or the Injil, the Bible to Isa alayhi salam, or the Quran al-Kareem. Those four sacred books were all revealed to their prophets and messengers in the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the month of Ramadan. Not only that it is that month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran al-Kareem in this month, not only that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the revelation of the Quran al-Kareem in the month of Ramadan, it is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us all that Allah azza wa jalla blessed us with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the order of Allah azza wa jalla to fast in the month of Ramadan. So the month of Ramadan on its own is a blessing, and fasting in the month of Ramadan is another blessing. So the month of Ramadan as a month, as a blessed month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with, which is a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran al-Kareem, a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the gates of the paradise, and there's not even one gate of the paradise that's closed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shuts the gate of the hellfire, and there's not even one gate from the hellfire is open. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chains and locks up the shayateen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow his mercies and forgiveness upon his servants in the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves many of his servants in the month of Ramadan from the hellfire. The month of Ramadan, as a standalone month, is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. But also, fasting in the month of Ramadan is another blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Two blessings. One which is the blessing of the month of Ramadan, the other which is the blessing of fasting in the month of Ramadan. Two great blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in one given situation or one given occasion. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single moment that Allah Azza wa Jalla gives us to fast and to experience the month of Ramadan. I've been repeating this time and time again. Just for you to experience 1 second of the month of Ramadan is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Just for you to live another Ramadan in your life, that's another blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Just to live another Ramadan in your life, that's another rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let you live. Allah let you live, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let you experience another Ramadan in your life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love to be shown in your life, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon you. That's another virtue of the month of Ramadan, which is the main topic that we're talking about. So the month of Ramadan is the month of the revelation of the Quran al-Kareem, and it is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed other sacred books in this month, and it is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made to be the month of guidance Allah refers to it as the month of guidance, connecting the revelation of the Quran Kareem to the month of Ramadan. فِيهِ بَيِّنَاتُ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُقَانِ. In the month of Ramadan, because this is the month of Ramadan, which is the month of the Quran. In the Quran Kareem, there is guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent the Quran Kareem with guidance, clarity, clarification. How do you live your life? Subhanallah, if it wasn't for the Quran Kareem, would we live the life of the jungle? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to live the life of not only human beings, but believers and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What would life be without Islam? What would life be without the Quran? What would life be without the Ramadan? Allahu Akbar. What would life be without Ramadan? Subhanallah. I can't even comprehend or even think of life without Ramadan. Subhanallah, even with the current situation that we're in right now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the month of Ramadan as a relief. Subhanallah, I feel relief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the month of Ramadan. So my sisters in Islam, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Islam. We thank Allah azza wa jalla for Ramadan. We thank Allah azza wa jalla for fasting in the month of Ramadan. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Quran. Look at all these blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So many blessings. Each blessing on its own, it's greater than what's in this world. It's greater than this world and what's in it. Each blessing on its own is greater than what's in it. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddam min dhanbi." Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan sincerely for the sake of Allah and awaiting the rewards from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their previous sins. The other hadith says, "Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever gets up and prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan sincerely for the sake of Allah and awaiting the rewards from Allah, Allah will forgive their previous sins. So one hadith says, "Man sama Ramadan, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan sincerely for the sake of Allah and awaiting the rewards from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their previous sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept them." The other hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Whoever prays in the month of Ramadan sincerely for the sake of Allah and awaiting the rewards from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their previous sins, Allah will have mercy upon them, and Allah will accept them." So fasting and praying. Because that's what the month of Ramadan is about. You fast to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the day and you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. And Allahu Akbar, you never get this situation where you are in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7. You don't get this privilege and honor that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7 the way you get it in the month of Ramadan. You start your morning from Fajr by fasting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the way till Maghrib, you're in a state of worship. And then when the sun sets and then you break your fast, you're still in a state of worship. And then while you're eating, you're in a state of worship. Subhanallah, even breaking your fast is in a state of worship. And then after you finish your iftar, you start preparing yourself to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just preparing yourself to pray, you're in a state of worship. And praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and establishing and performing the qiyam prayers is also a state of worship. And then you go to sleep to prepare yourself to wake up on suhoor. That's also in a state of worship. 24/7 in a state of worship. Man sama Ramadan, man qama Ramadan, imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan sincerely for the sake of Allah and awaiting the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will forgive the previous sins. And whoever prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan sincerely for the sake of Allah and awaiting the rewards from Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the previous sins. Look at the privileges that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in the month of Ramadan. You're not going to get it in any other month. You're not going to get it in any other occasion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to you in the month of Ramadan. That's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they used to look forward to the month of Ramadan. And of course, they are wanting to look forward to the month of Ramadan. And you should be looking forward to the month of Ramadan. We should be so happy with all the devastation and all the hardship that we are going through right now with the lockdown. We should have the biggest smile on our faces. We should have the biggest smile on our faces that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with the month of Ramadan. Allah blessed you and Allah blessed me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us all with the blessing of the month of Ramadan. And today's topic is about the virtues of the month of Ramadan. And as much as we talk about the virtues of the month of Ramadan, we're not even going to scratch the surface of the reality of the virtues of the month of Ramadan. As much as we talk about the virtues of the month of Ramadan, we're not even going to scratch the surface of the reality of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan and the virtues and the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, the blessings and the graces that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in the month of Ramadan is beyond what anyone can conceive, beyond what you could even comprehend, beyond the ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beyond the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned in the Quran Kareem. So many virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made mention. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to address the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum at the beginning and the commencement of the month of Ramadan, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Atakum shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan had come to you. Allah had blessed you with this blessing. A month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed you with this blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the rewards. For every reward that you do in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this advantage. What you do in the 11 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 1 month that you can do more than what you do in the 11 months. The amount of worship that you do in the 11 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will match it in the month of Ramadan. That doesn't mean you just worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan and neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the month of Ramadan, which is the biggest crime that you could bring upon yourself. The biggest sin that you bring upon yourself is that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, then you turn your back on Allah after the month of Ramadan. We worship Allah in the month of Ramadan, before the month of Ramadan, and more importantly, after the month of Ramadan. Because we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the month of Ramadan and the blessing of the month of Ramadan and what Allah has given us in the month of Ramadan, and for us to continue after the month of Ramadan. Consider the month of Ramadan is the month of harvesting the fruits of your rewards. And it is the month that you stock up for your iman for the next 11 months. Consider the month of Ramadan is a month that you hold the iman. Yes, hold the iman. Right now, it's illegal for you to hold the groceries that people are going around and hoarding groceries. And people are hoarding toilet paper. Yeah, that's illegal. But in Ramadan, we hold the iman. We are holding the iman, trying to grasp and contain and stock up as much as we can from the iman. So after the month of Ramadan, inshallah, our iman is so strong and will last us the next Ramadan. But the next Ramadan will enter Ramadan stronger than this is Ramadan. That's the true character of a believer. You gain and you stock up and you store the iman in your life in the month of Ramadan for after the month of Ramadan, and you continue moving forward for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the month of Ramadan carries with it so many blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many virtues from Allah Azza wa Jal, so many great things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us in the month of Ramadan. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when the month of Ramadan commences, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the gates of the paradise to open, and there's not even one gate of the paradise that's closed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that the gates of the hellfire shut, and there's not even one gate of the hellfire that's open. And a lot of the times people ask, you know, what's the purpose of that? Allah is telling you He wants you for the paradise, He doesn't want you for the hellfire. That's what Allah is saying to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is implying to you that He wants you for the paradise, He doesn't want you for the hellfire. And that's why He's opening the paradise for you and He's shutting the hellfire. He wants you for the paradise, He doesn't want you for the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala locks up the shayateen, which is another great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes any form of destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes any form of destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just making it easy for you. And subhanAllah, people still struggle in the month of Ramadan. And there is a caller that will call, Ya baghi al-khayr aqbal, Ya baghi al-shar adbar. All the one that's seeking goodness, come forward. All the one that's seeking evilness, turn back. This is the month of goodness. There's no evilness in this month, even if people commit the evilness. This is the month of goodness, and you should only focus on goodness. And all the ones that are seeking evilness, turn back. This is not your time, this is not your place. This is the month of the believers. And the believers only seek goodness. Believers do not seek evilness. So stay out of it. Only focus on what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and focus on the goodness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in the month of Ramadan. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues to tell us something so beautiful, and this is one of the most beautiful ahadith about the month of Ramadan. But I want you to comprehend the meaning that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is implying through this hadith al-Qudsi, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith al-Qudsi, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. Fasting is for me, and I'm the one that shall reward my service for fasting. SubhanAllah, how many great deeds out there, how many great worships out there, how many rituals out there? But this specific ritual, this specific worship, which is the worship and the ritual of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is for me. This is for me. It doesn't mean your prayer is not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean your Hajj and Umrah is not for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Your zakat and your dalaj is not for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Your recitation of the Quran is not for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Every other good thing that you do, even the smile that you put on your face, it's all for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But this specific worship and ritual, which is the worship and the ritual of fasting, this specific worship and ritual, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had appointed Himself to reward you for it. That's how deen is to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That's how deen fasting is to Allah Azza wa Jalla. That's how much this worship is loved by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala continues to say that my servant abstains away from eating and drinking for my sake, for my pleasure. And that's why fasting is for me, and I'm the one that shall reward myself with fasting. Subhanallah. Just comprehend that meaning. I really love this hadith when I talk about it, when I just think about it, that every single other worship, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has appointed the angels to reward you for it, or for them, except this specific worship, except this specific ritual, which is the worship of fasting and the worship of breaking your fast when the sun sets. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had appointed Himself to reward you for it. So when He rewards you without any boundaries. When He rewards you without any limits. Subhanallah. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bihi. Fasting is for me, and I am the one that shall reward my servants for fasting. My servant leaves his food and water for my sake, and that's why fasting is for me, and I am the one that shall reward my servant for fasting. Even to that extent, because you haven't eaten and haven't drank for some time, your breath, the smell of your breath starts to change, and it changes not to the best of smells. It does change, and it's a reality, it's natural. And if you smell it right now, you're not the only one. Every single person that's fasting, the smell of their breath changes. That smell to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is more beloved to Him than the fragrance of musk. Why? Because it's a sacrifice. It's that sacrifice, not the reality of the smell. When you really want to put it next to musk, no, musk smells nicer than the smell of your breath right now. And I'm sorry to say that that's a reality. But because of your sacrifice, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala loves it. It's that sacrifice that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala loves. And the month of Ramadan is the month of sacrifice. We learn how to sacrifice to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It's that month that we discipline ourselves to sacrifice for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And that's why the change of breath of the fasting one is more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than the fragrance of musk. Subhanallah. Look at the rewards, the virtues of the month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. You know, wallahi, it was so sad. A few weeks ago, because of the coronavirus, people were asking and saying, God, do we have to fast this year? Subhanallah, straight away, people trying to ditch fasting this year. People trying to avoid fasting this year. Allah's given you an honor and pleasure. If people knew the reality of fasting, wallahi, you would have wished and hoped that your entire life is Ramadan. But unfortunately, we're not understanding and comprehending the reality of the month of Ramadan and what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives in the month of Ramadan. If we know, if we just understood, not the full reality, the bare minimum reality of the month of Ramadan, would have hoped and wished that our entire life is the month of Ramadan. Would have wished and hoped that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would have made every single day of our lives in Ramadan. But subhanAllah, little that we know. Little that we do know sometimes. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had blessed us with that. And adding to that, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that when someone breaks their fast in the month of Ramadan, you break your fast in the month of Ramadan without a valid excuse, without a valid reason. If you fast your entire life for you to make it up, you never make it up. Subhanallah. Imagine one day that you miss out in the month of Ramadan without a valid excuse. If you have a valid excuse, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reward you. Someone who's ill, someone who's a traveler, a sister in her period or menses. A valid excuse, a pregnant woman, all the valid excuses, an elderly man or woman, but someone breaks their fast in the month of Ramadan without a valid excuse, if they fast their entire life to make up for that day, they'll never make it up. That's how great and rewarding the month of Ramadan is. So it's not something Allah we could take slightly. This is the month of Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan. Subhanallah. So many great rewards that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives us. In addition to all this, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says that the one that fasts Ramadan to the following Ramadan, so you fasted last year's Ramadan, and inshallah you are fasting this year's Ramadan, from Ramadan to the next Ramadan, to the following Ramadan, whoever fasts Ramadan and then follows it up by fasting the following Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive their sins. So not only that Allah forgives you in the month of Ramadan, Allah will continue to forgive you to the following Ramadan. And obviously when we're talking about forgiveness here, we're talking about the minor sins, not the major sins. Nothing wipes away the major sins except repentance. Repentance is the only thing that wipes the major sins. So fasting Ramadan to Ramadan, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, it is forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if he fasted last season Ramadan and he are fasting this season Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive his sins. Subhanallah, the forgiveness and the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives and showers his servants with his mercy in the month of Ramadan, subhanallah, just amazing. Just amazing. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in the month of Ramadan, just amazing. In addition to all this, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so amazed to someone that would experience the month of Ramadan and yet their sins are not forgiven. And there are a number of ahadith that speak about this event where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ascending the minbar. And while the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ascending the minbar, he was saying Ameen, Ameen, Ameen 3 times. Usually you say Ameen when someone is making dua, but the Sahaba can't hear anyone making dua for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to respond and say Ameen. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying Ameen while he's ascending the minbar, and Ameen again, and Ameen again, and the Sahaba are just listening and watching. So they said, O Messenger of Allah, Ameen to what? We can't hear anyone making dua. So he said, Ameen, O Allah, except to what? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel came down and he said, and he made dua upon someone that has his parents and yet not forgiven. I said, Ameen. And someone that had experienced the month of Ramadan and yet not forgiven. I said, Ameen. And the third dua that Jibreel made, someone that my name is mentioned from him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned from him, and they do not send salutations and praising the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I said, Ameen. So this is the dua that Jibreel made. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the dua that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, or another narration also speaks about how astonished the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, where he said, I'm amazed to someone that will live and his parents are still alive and yet he's not forgiven. Someone that experiences the month of Ramadan and yet they're not forgiven. So the month of Ramadan is a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers you with forgiveness and mercy to the extent that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was surprised to someone that would leave the month of Ramadan and yet they're not forgiven. Another virtue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in the month of Ramadan, which is the qiyam and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. And I know I touched on this earlier, but praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's the qiyam. Qiyam means that you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and primarily the word qiyam is used for the prayers that you pray after Salat al-Isha. And obviously one of the things that we missed this year in Ramadan is the Qiyam. Qiyam, which one? Taraweeh. Because Taraweeh is part of Qiyam. And Qiyam, which is getting up and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Salat al-Isha. Any prayer that you pray after Salat al-Isha is considered to be Qiyam. So Taraweeh is Qiyam. Tahajjud is Qiyam. Qiyam al-Layl is Qiyam. So any prayer that you pray after Salat al-Isha is considered to be Qiyam. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever prays the night of the month of Ramadan sincerely for the sake of Allah and awaiting the rewards from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the previous sins. So we do establish the praise, not in the month of Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan and after the month of Ramadan, we should be praying the Qiyam. But the Qiyam in the month of Ramadan is more noble. It's more virtuous. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray the Qiyam. And he used to pray Taraweeh Aham. So if you're praying Taraweeh Aham, you're not doing anything different to what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to pray that Taraweeh Aham. He only prayed that in Jama'ah 2 or 3 times, and then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stopped it for the fee of that Allah Azza wa Jalla will ordain and make obligatory upon us. May Allah have mercy upon the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look how far the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to think. All he cares about is you and I. And the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not proceed in praying the Qiyam Layl prayers or the Taraweeh prayers in the month of Ramadan in Jama'ah because he was afraid that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will obligate on the nation of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Qiyam prayers is any prayer that you pray after Salat al-Isha. And given the current lockdown, pray Qiyam Layl. Pray the Qiyam Layl with your family. Pray 2 rak'at. Pray 2 rak'at by 2 rak'at by 2 rak'at. At least 2 rak'at. 4 rak'at. 6 rak'at. 8 rak'at. 10 rak'at. 20 rak'at. No limitation at all. Nabi Sassim is to pray 13 rak'at and 11 rak'at. And the odd number here is the witr. So pray Qiyam Layl. No one is stopping you from praying Qiyam Layl. continue with Qiyam al-Layl and do it sincerely for the sake of Allah, and your rewards from Allah, غُفِرَ لَهُمَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their previous sins. And in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with one night, which is the greatest night throughout the entire year. And that's Laylatul Qadr. When is Laylatul Qadr? In the month of Ramadan. And it's most likely in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. And even though it's earlier about us talking about Laylatul Qadr, but it's one of the virtues of the month of Ramadan. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the month of Ramadan. One of the virtues of the month of Ramadan, that you have a night that's equivalent to 1,000 months more than what you could live for. What you do on that night and the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you on Laylatul Qadr, more than your entire life. That's in the month of Ramadan. That's another night, another virtue, another rewarding platform that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you in the month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Again, when you really think about it, the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in the month of Ramadan and the virtues of the month of Ramadan, subhanAllah, beyond what you could even think of. And it is also the month of taqwa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you could acquire taqwa, so you could increase your taqwa, so you could gain taqwa. So the month of Ramadan is the month of taqwa. And we are all in need of taqwa. What's taqwa? Getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Being more mindful and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we live for. I want to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to be closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And we live to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the month of Ramadan is the month of taqwa. The month of Ramadan is the month of getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's the greatest thing, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had always opened that door for you to get closer to Him. But right now the door is bigger, it's wider, and more opportunities for you to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the ultimate goal of the month of Ramadan. I want to get closer to Allah. I want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to feel close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I live for Allah. I'm created by Allah and I'm returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want to feel closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. The month of Ramadan is an opportunity that Allah gives you for you to get closer to Him. And that's why, subhanAllah, it just doesn't make sense that some people live in the month of Ramadan, even fast in the month of Ramadan, and yet they're not even close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does that even make sense? It is exactly what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Some people might be fasting, and the only thing they get out of their fasting is hunger and thirst. And some people will be praying, the only thing they'll get out of their prayers is exhaustion, standing up alone. No, we fast to get closer to Allah. We live the month of Ramadan to get closer to Allah. And also the month of Ramadan, one of the virtues of the month of Ramadan is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. It is the month of the Quran. We connect ourselves to the Quran. We connect ourselves to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak to you, don't you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak to you? Wouldn't you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak to you? If it's not directly, then indirectly through the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to you. So open the Quran al-Kareem and read the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing you. So the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. And opening the Quran al-Kareem is not limited to the month of Ramadan. It's 24-7. But unfortunately, subhanAllah, some people only limit themselves to reading the Quran al-Kareem in the month of Ramadan. So another virtue of the month of Ramadan is that we connect ourselves to the book of Allah, to the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَ أَوْ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. If the Quran al-Kareem was to be revealed on a mountain, the mountain will shake. The mountain will shake. The mountain will humble itself to the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. Your heart must shake. You need to shake and tremble when you hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran al-Kareem. And we connect ourselves to the Quran al-Kareem. And it is also the month of generosity, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to be always generous and more generous in the month of Ramadan than any other month. He was so generous, he was like a passing breeze that will touch everything. And when a passing breeze goes, it goes past and it touches everything. The good crop and bad crop touches everything. That's how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And part of the generosity of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only financial generosity, but his generosity sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also reading the Quran al-Kareem. Reading the Quran al-Kareem. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the Quran al-Kareem more in the month of Ramadan than any other month. That's part of the generosity of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a generous month. It's so generous in its mercy, so generous in its forgiveness, so generous in its Quran, so generous in its contribution, so generous in the donations. Subhanallah, people give more in the month of Ramadan than any other month. So generous in its acceptance, So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah azza wa jalla accepted me. So generous in its brotherhood, so generous in its sisterhood, so generous in every way, subhanAllah. The most generous month, the month of Ramadan. And that's why another name, another description, the scholars describe the month of Ramadan, the month of generosity. Not only contribution-wise, not only donation-wise, not only it's generous by you giving a donating, it's generous in all ways. In the forgiveness and the mercy, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's acceptance, in the worship, in the connection to Allah azza wa jalla, very generous. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to be always generous and more generous in the month of Ramadan than any other month. And this year we're going to be generous. And we're going to be more generous in the current condition that we're in right now than any other month. Because we are in need of it more than any other month. We need to substitute. We need to supplement what we miss in the month of Ramadan this year. So we miss Salat al-Tarawih, we're going to supplement that. We miss the gatherings that we have, we're going to supplement that. We miss this and we miss that, we're going to supplement that. You adapt, as I believe, you're going to adapt to everything and everywhere. And that's why my sister in Islam, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity. And look at the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, even with the current condition that we're in, that we can't even see each other, we can't even meet, we can't even have the sisterhood getting together on Saturdays as we usually do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity that I remind myself and you online. This is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a blessing from Allah azza wa jalla that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us. And alhamdulillah, I know that the Umayyah is sad not having the brothers and sisters attending. And we miss all the brothers and sisters. But inshallah, in a matter of time, when this will pass and we'll get together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the sisters will get together amongst each other and see each other. And on behalf of the Umayyah sisterhood, I'm saying this genuinely and sincerely, where every single sister is missing all the sisters. And looking forward to that moment for the sisters to get together and congregate once again for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah azza wa jalla. And I'm optimistic that this year's Ramadan is going to be an opening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we'll get closer to Allah azza wa jalla, and an opening for the community that inshallah this crisis and this pandemic will be over, and also inshallah an opening for the Umayyah bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to move forward. It's all about pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan and outside the month of Ramadan, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's brothers and sisters, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during crisis and no crisis, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the happy days and unhappy days, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the easy days and the hard days. We worship Allah and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always and everywhere. And this is something that I'm learning. I'm teaching myself. The importance of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always and everywhere. That's something that we all need to learn and all need to remind ourselves. And inshallah, my respected sisters, will continue with the Umayyah sisterhood lessons online every single Saturday at 1:30. And we'll continue reminding ourselves anew. And inshallah, be with us every single night on the Umayyah social media platforms, 7:30 p.m. Tonight, inshallah, we're going to be having an open panel and discussion with myself, Sheikh Ahmad, and Brother Omar, inshallah. We're going to be opening the floor to the brothers and sisters for them to ask the questions online and continue to stay in contact and connected to our brothers and sisters online. And inshallah, we'll continue to stay connected and stay in touch, inshallah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Nothing will stop us from one another. Nothing will come in between us except death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to keep the bond amongst the sisters, the bond amongst the brothers, and inshallah we'll continue staying in contact and connected, inshallah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, on behalf of the Umayyah and on behalf of the Umayyah sisterhood, Ramadan Mubarak to you, to your family, and to the entire Muslim world. Inshallah, this is Ramadan will be a fruitful, joyful, rewarding, and a blessed Ramadan. And inshallah, we look forward to your company, inshallah, sooner than later. I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you all. I will ask Allah azza wa jalla to accept your good deeds. And I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength to continue moving forward and to overcome this crisis and pandemic that we're in. And we ask Allah azza wa jalla to alleviate this pain and suffering that many people around the world are encountering and experiencing. And inshallah, it's only going to be a matter of time. We'll be out of this, I hope, and I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla that we will pray Laylatul Qadr and we will revive the night of Qadr together, inshallah. And if not Laylatul Qadr, at least Salatul Eid, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy upon us all. Jazakum Allah khairan, Ramadan Mubarak once again, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.